in this match.
If it's a war, you can say whatever you want.
I thought it was a cult. I didn't know what was going on.
The Fed did. I think New York did.
One of your executive vice presidents loves that company.
It's the first ever finishing move that's exclusive to a promotion. What is going on? Long time no see to all of you beautiful people out there. And you too, Mike.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say it, so I didn't say anything. I agree, though, wholeheartedly. I am terrifying to look at. But how are you? It's been a while. What the fuck?
Hard way, pal.
Mink.
Looks pretty badass, though.
It does. You should get that tattooed on you.
Nah, I'm good.
He's the one that emailed me, fucking asshole.
No, it was Five that emailed you.
Oh, you're right, Angels. Yeah. Angels emailed me, you know.
The one that's not allowed on the lawnmower.
I'm a member. But, it's been quite a while. We actually forgot.
It's been a while.
It's a great song. I saw that guy live. He's great. But, it's been 2 weeks since AEW Revolution, where we didn't get a show out, and then, you know, the world today is so crazy that we're two hard-working men, so we were at work. And I would like to start this show.
We only missed 1 week. You're acting like we missed a month.
With an apology to the British people of the world.
Oh, boy.
I started watching Peaky Blinders, and I'm really turning it around on Britain.
Yeah?
Yeah. Have you ever watched this show?
I have not.
Phenomenal. They keep razor blades in their hat, and so I am forgiving you all British people on behalf of the Peaky fucking Blinders. So, thank you.
I'm glad that was important enough for you to.
I had to. I've talked a lot of shit on the British.
And I bet you still will.
More than likely. But we got a show coming up. A little update on the New Japan Cup. Happy belated 316, by the way.
Yes.
Or
if you've drank a lot of Steve Weiss, there's happy bloated 316 day.
A little bit of reach. That's two in the ball. But we'll have a New Japan Cup update. Rumors that NXT is moving to Tuesdays, which is pretty much all but certain by now. We'll talk about Bobby's big win, the Peacock move, a little bit of Revolution as a retrospect, and of course, Fastlane. So stick with us, and we'll talk to you after.
Not to be confused with Fast and Furious.
Definitely not to be confused with Fast and Furious. Although
Vin Diesel interferes in the Alexa Bliss and Randy Orton match.
It was taped.
It's on.
It was taped. He flies through the ceiling when he got back from the moon. So
I heard Vin Diesel's the new Fiend.
I don't think there's something I think I'd rather watch Goldberg and Arn Anderson wrestle each other for 14 hours.
I would be morbidly curious to see that match, especially with Arn's health and Goldberg's recklessness.
Only one could imagine. But so coming up next, we got all that, and we will see you then.
So kick us off. What do we got talking about overseas this week?
The New Japan Cup is down to 8, which all happened really quickly. Have you watched any of it?
I have, actually.
Which ones did you watch?
I
watched Shingo and Okada in retrospect.
I'm caught up on everything all the way up until whatever night Osprey and ZSJ was. That's the last night I watched.
Oh, you're caught up. I'm still come working my way through the first round.
Osprey broke his nose. Really fucking really good match. Really,
I've heard nothing but good things about it.
Yeah, really fucking good match.
And I mean, are those two gonna have a bad match? Is it possible?
I mean, they are British, and I know how you feel about them.
They are British, and one of them is kind of weird. But
which one? Because I'm genuinely curious on which one you're referring to.
The one with allegations.
Yeah,
but the final eight are, or the final six are Evil, Shingo, Osprey, Sonata, Finlay, and Jay White.
So I don't remember who I picked. I think I picked Osprey.
You picked Osprey, and I picked Shingo. They're still,
kicking.
It seems like they're on a collision course for this. And I think
I mean Shingo beat Okada. He's at least getting to the finals.
Yeah, you have to. Okada's the greatest ever. But a successful New Japan Cup, or I'm blanking a little bit. Could you help me out? Is the New Japan Cup usually strictly for Japanese people?
No.
Do they bring in, or I mean, for the New Japan roster is what I meant to say.
Usually, yes. People. It's a weird question.
Yeah, no.
I mean, there's been outside people in it before, but it's not like Best of Super Juniors where there's like always.
Because they do like 11 tournaments.
Yeah, it's very tournament-based.
But that's fine. Wins and losses matter. There's a record.
I knew your mind was going to go there. And
but I'm still taking Shingo.
Yeah?
Fuck you, Evil. Get out of there.
But hey, Evil's the defending New Japan Cup champion.
Oh, sweet mother of God.
Never forget, Naito went for the fist, and he threw up the two sweet. It's history from there.
God damn it. And then he won the goddamn title.
No flips, just fist me.
When is that new belt getting debuted?
That's a good question. I'd assume Sakura Genesis.
Sakura Genesis.
Ibushi's officially recognized as the first ever IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. That's what it's called.
I like that, actually. It's better than the Universal.
Yeah, I mean,
Champion of the Universe is still bigger.
That's true.
I think so. Unless you're that alien bitch from AEW. What's her name?
Chris Statlander.
Yeah, she's from the Andromeda Galaxy.
So she needs to be the
Galactic
champion. There you go. That's the word I was looking for.
She's the champion of all the galaxies, and there's many galaxies.
Yeah.
An ever amount of galaxies, as you ask.
None greater than the Milky Way, in my opinion.
No, I mean,
overrated candy bar.
Personal favorite is the Milky Way.
Yeah.
I have not seen the other ones.
I was gonna say, the Milky Way kind of gives us life, so.
Yeah. I've not seen the other
shitty
ones.
Shitty candy bar, though.
But the Andromeda, I don't think I've ever had one.
I don't think, who eats Milky Ways?
No, you're right. I think they're terrible. I've had Three Musketeers, big fan.
I don't like chocolate that much.
See, I don't like candy that much, but I like
neither.
Chocolate.
I don't like,
but so, like, I don't,
so I like brownies and cookies.
As much of a fat fuck as I am, I don't eat a lot of junk food.
I'm the same way.
As much as
I could have said, like, that exact same sentence and it would have made sense.
My whole life, I don't eat a lot of junk food. Like, pizza and pasta are much more.
Yes,
that I'm a fat motherfucker.
Yes!
than candy.
You are speaking to me.
Don't drink soda.
You
drink soda, but who doesn't? But I don't. I never did.
I don't drink as much soda as I used to.
I honestly, and this might be a figure. A true figure. I'll drink ginger ale or Coke with whiskey or something.
Oh, yeah,
like that.
That's different. That's not.
But standalone sodas, I guarantee I'm under 20 for my life.
Probably.
Guarantee. Have you ever seen me drink one? But,
I don't know. This is technically coffee.
That's a coffee. It's just made by Coke.
And there's Coke in it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if we're not counting mixed drinks, then we're not counting this.
Yeah.
Because this is basically a virgin mixed drink.
Yeah. I guess it is, isn't it?
It is.
But,
what do they call those? Mocktails?
Yes.
That's dumb.
But when it's for recovering alcoholics. Oh. But for when I want a candy bar, Hershey with almonds is the way to go.
That's solid.
It's the best one in the world.
I like ever have those, they're kinda new, those fudge brownie M&Ms. Like, if I'm really gonna treat myself, that's probably what I go with. Because I love brownies.
Like, I brownies, love brownies, too. Brownies are my favorite. Brownies, like, I'll eat a whole pin.
My brother makes
these.
They
were the 100% of the fast food.
I know. We demolished. Oh, you better have something ready for Sunday.
I have to.
You better.
You like sushi? I don't know.
So I've only had sushi once in my life, and it was homemade sushi by Salsa.
Oh.
And
that's going to confuse
a lot of people, but.
But, I don't know. Well, I'll figure something out. But, yeah, I owe you a feast.
You do.
There might be a whole turkey here. I don't know.
The beer can shoved up the ass.
But peanut M&Ms are far superior, by the way. Peanut M&Ms are much better than fudge brownie.
Dumb tagline that is.
I've never had a fudge brownie M&M. I've only seen the commercials where he talks about the little M&M that looks like Michael Strahan. Talks about talks about how it's hard to get one in there.
Who's your favorite M&M character?
From the Michael Strahan.
I like the green M&M because she's a sassy bitch. She reminds me of Megan Thee Stallion.
I love Megan Thee Stallion.
Real hot girl shit.
Hold on. I'll show you something.
This is great audio content. That's how much New Japan you've watched lately. They were talking about junk food and...
I feel so bad for New Japan.
That is not real. That is not real.
I feel bad for New Japan. I let New Japan down.
Yeah, why do you feel bad for New Japan? You're the one fucking them.
I'm still paying them.
You are still paying. Well, I'm using the service a lot, so at least...
Yeah, at least one of us is getting out of it.
Although, we're going to have to come up with a new arrangement since neither of us are no longer paying for the network.
Do you have Peacock?
Well, that's what I mean, like...
Well...
I do, but it's stupid for you to pay for it.
I'm gonna... We'll discuss this off the air.
Yeah, I mean, We have to figure out our financials if we're a fucking married old couple.
Yes, but the way to go is to split it. We always figure out a way.
Yeah, I mean, I'll fucking Venmo you $4.50 every month. I don't fucking know.
But, okay.
But you probably are going to have, and I'm going to direct them to you because I don't feel like dealing with them, you're probably going to have some freeloaders hitting you up.
Oh, for the love of God.
And I'm not dealing with them because it's not my service. Oh, so, man. They don't know. I don't think they know that they're going to be hitting you up soon, but they're in for a rude awakening when the network doesn't work one day.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't think they keep up with the biz quiz like we do.
No, they don't. But NXT's moving to Tuesdays.
Tuesdays,
yeah. It looks like that because of strictly hockey and only hockey and not because of AEW.
Yeah, that's what they'd like you to believe.
Yeah. No, this was the best move for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's a win-win. I don't see how it could be looked at. Unless, and I don't think it'll happen, and this isn't knocking AEW, I just don't think they're going to get 0.53 in the demo and 1.8 million viewers. If AEW all of a sudden started beating Raw on a weekly basis, then it would be like, oh,
that's
shit.
That's a disaster.
Yeah, that's a... But, I mean, you look...
I don't think that's even good for AEW.
What do you mean?
Because I feel like AEW...
So,
did you ever see The Dark Knight?
Yes. Who the fuck hasn't seen The Dark Knight?
Okay, well, just let me goddamn say it. You know when the Joker says, I'm like a dog catching a car, yes, and I wouldn't know what to do if I caught it?
Yes.
I think that's AEW.
So
I'm not saying that as a criticism or an insult. I'm not. That's not an insulting thing.
So here's a question. Is there now more pressure or less pressure in AEW with NXT moving?
More pressure. Okay. Absolutely
more
pressure.
I'd agree with that.
Because if their viewership stays the same, that's a problem.
Well, it's not a problem. It just shows you where they're at.
Yeah, no, it shows you where they're at.
I don't think it's necessarily a problem.
No, I'm not a problem as in financially they're going out of business, but I think they want, and I think they definitely expect a big jump in numbers. But if they don't go over a million with no competition, that's an issue. But it's an issue for the future, not right now. Like I said, they have a pay-per-view revenue. They're on TNT. They have a long TV deal.
I love how, like, the million has just become like this, what's the word I'm looking for?
Bar?
Not, well, standard. A fancier word for bar.
I know which word you want and I can't think of it either.
Yes, it's like a long, fancy fucking word.
Yeah.
But like, I love how it's like a million viewers. What does it mean? Like, you know what I mean?
But I just think it's just a nice, pretty
like
number.
if you don't get over a million, you're a failure? Like, that's weird. Like, I don't know.
I don't think they're a failure, but I don't think the numbers matter. I just think they need to pick up a significant group. But like I said, you're just showing them where they are. Even if they don't go anywhere in numbers, they're not going anywhere in money or TV. They still have a gigantic revenue stream.
Yeah, I definitely think that there's more pressure on them. And I'm not saying they have used NXT as a crutch, but like, if there is a week where they struggle... They could, although now I think they're going to be more honest with themselves. Maybe in the past when NXT beat them, they said, hey, maybe NXT just hot-shotted some shit, had a really good show. Now if they have a disappointing number, they have no one to look at other than themselves.
Yeah. Which could be good.
Barring some outside forces like Capitol riots and, you know, yeah, presidential debates. And,
nobody was watching.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's, yeah.
But, well, they were watching wrestling, just on a different channel.
Everything's wrestling.
Everything is wrestling. He follows me on Twitter.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. Me and him are big, big, big Levitard fans.
Yeah.
But so NXT's moving to Tuesdays, and I would come out hot on that first Tuesday.
Really? Because
they can pick up some numbers too.
I mean, it's gonna be a show fresh off of a two-night takeover, which we also probably should talk about. And there's also something that happened at NXT last week we should probably talk about. Well, this is a very poorly drawn out show.
It is. Well, we always do this, and we'll talk about everything. And
hey, there's NXT women's tag titles, and they switched them in the first hour of the show. What
I
do you
did.
Think?
Very bad. Very bad. The title shouldn't exist, but I don't think the way they handled them was bad. I think it's a pop moment. I understand it.
I disagree with you on the first front, but I don't disagree with you on the second front. So we were kind of talking about this through text message, but like I've slowly realized that except for 4 weeks in November when they still thought they had a chance to beat AEW every week, NXT was never going to be viewed as an equal to Raw and SmackDown.
No.
I mean, just look at it. They have a two-night WrestleMania, and granted, they do have a two-night takeover.
A two-week takeover.
No, it's two nights. It's Wednesday and Thursday.
It is Wednesday and Thursday. That week's going to be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, there's 9 straight days of WWE wrestling.
Oh, fuck.
That's going to be brutal.
I have work all those days.
But anyway, they're never going to be looked at as an equal as Raw and SmackDown. Like, they were never going to give an NXT team a run with the WWE Women's Tag Titles. And it's a shame.
Yeah.
And there are so many women on NXT. And, like, We say it all the time. We both think
you're right. I actually came around on this last week.
We both think that NXT has the best women's division. I think Impact's a very close second. But I think NXT...
I think top to bottom.
And that's not counting, like, Stardom and Shimmer, because those aren't women's divisions. That's like saying New Japan is the best
men's... Those are women's promoters.
That's like saying New Japan is the best men's division. It's not a men's division, because they don't have a women's division. It's just the roster.
Yeah.
But that's semantics, anyway. I think NXT is the best women's division out of everyone in wrestling.
I do as well.
And they need things to fight for.
Yeah. You know what?
I
ended up coming across on this. You're right.
I think a singles mid-card title probably could have been a better way to go. But I don't hate the tag title idea.
No, you know what? You're right. And they kind of can open the stories for things happening, people turning on each other and shit.
And according to Alvarez, the women's tag team titles were... Originally, the winners of the Dusty Cup were supposed to get them, but the belts weren't ready yet. So
what is the thing with women's tag team titles and the belts not being ready? TNT, they're 0-2.
The TNT title wasn't ready for like they brought it out. They said,
"Oh, they had that ugly ass belt."
Yeah, they said fuck it and brought it out anyway. Because I think it's probably pandemic related. I mean, that's no excuse.
Yeah, I mean it's hard to get things places.
So, and I'm assuming Raquel and EO was always the plan for TakeOver Mania week. So they had to get the tag titles off of them. And if the belts are ready, they probably would have had a longer reign. But whether it's – and literally, Raquel said it in the backstage promo. Whether it's 5 years, 5 months, 5 hours, 5 minutes, they will always be the first, and no one can take that away from them.
She has improved so much.
When they bring up who the first women's tag team – NXT women's tag team title champions were, they're not going to mention, oh, they lost it in an hour.
No,
they're just going to say it was Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez.
And Raquel could be something special by then, so that can work.
And I think Shotzi and Ember were a good place to pivot to if you're going to move the belts.
Yeah.
Would I have done it? No, but I don't think the sky is falling
the way... Is she really that much taller than Ember?
I guess.
Jesus Christ.
Spoiler alert, we have the Wednesday night shows on in the background, and Shotzi and Ember are cutting a promo as we talk about the belts, holding the belts. That's some meta shit.
Yeah. But... you're right. It gets some exposure. And like I said, I think it was a cool moment for the first night. Things like that happen. It's vintage wrestling. You know, it's... Oh, there's that schmuck. But I just think
Maybe that division doesn't have as much talent as I thought it did.
Oh, good Lord. But, you know, I came around. You're right. As usual, you're right and I'm wrong. It gives some exposure. And some of these did some great wrestlers and Shotzi. But
I will give a plug to this. It's the best damn wrestling show, period, with Matt Mansoori and Mark Madden. They were talking on their latest episode that just came out the other night, and I recommend you listen. I know I've been hyping them up a lot to you, but I recommend everyone goes and listens to them. They were discussing, should WWE have an all-women show? Not an all-women's pay-per-view, just a weekly all-women show.
No.
And they kind of went back and forth on it, and I kind of don't know which side of the fence I fall on.
I'm a strict no.
Can you you wanna expand on that?
Because not for any reasons, but I just think the whole product
too much content.
Yes, number one, too much content. Two, I just think the women's division brings something to the overall show that an individual show won't do. If that makes any sense to you,
that's fair, and like.
Like, I want to see Rhea Ripley and Seth Rollins on the same show.
But no one's saying take them off of Raw and SmackDown and just move them to their own show. It's like...
But you would
because,
have...
Because, I mean, if you look at it, and it's a numbers thing. There's more men than women. But there's usually, like, 3 women segments to 8 men segments on Raw and SmackDown. Yeah. So the theory is if they have their own 1-hour show every week, it's a chance for maybe even some of those undercard women to get ring time and... get experience, and maybe that's where you introduce a women's TV title.
Tuesday night on YouTube. But,
we know how people feel about those YouTube shows.
I don't think it's the worst idea, but I just think...
Trust me, I wouldn't do it either. I just thought it was an interesting talking
point. It is a very interesting talking point, and maybe we can book one of those shows one day on the show. But I just... I mean, we're at Evolution. That was nothing but a rousing success.
Yeah,
but,
that was... That show truly felt special.
That honestly might be my favorite wrestling show I've ever been to.
It's up there for me.
It might be. I think you won't top Mania New Orleans for you.
I don't. Yeah, that's and Takeover. And Takeover that New whole Orleans. Weekend. That whole weekend immediately hops in my mind. But Evolution was cool as shit.
Yeah, Evolution was awesome. We made the drive. We saw the Coliseum.
New Japan in the Garden was really cool.
Yeah, I don't think we've gotten to a lot of wrestling. We've gotten to a
lot of wrestling,
and you even more than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've done some house shows where I touched gold dust and giggled like a 16-year-old girl.
That's weird. That's quite,
but,
I haven't touched gold dust. I have touched gold dust.
You have?
We went to that fucking Northeast Wrestling show.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I met him.
Yeah, and you chickened out of saying, you were wearing a gold dust shirt and you wouldn't talk to him. I was, like, getting so angry.
Yeah, I got nervous.
It's like a once-in-a-lifetime deal, man.
I got nervous. I got fucking nervous. That is my fault. But where was I going?
Evolution. Yeah. Special show.
Evolution was a rousing success, but I don't. Oh, I never remember where I was going. We've seen a lot. By the way,
that word I was looking for earlier was anecdotal.
Okay,
it just popped in my head.
Very cool, but
I could see your.
I don't know. We want to be like, oh my God, we're going to sideline a fucking firework.
You said you were thinking of the same fucking
word.
That's
not the word I was thinking of.
Well, there you go.
I just think, or my favorite.
Now that I think about it, I don't think it's the word I was thinking of either.
It's not the word you were thinking of. Anecdotal means the story.
Well, that's kind of, it kind of applies.
It doesn't.
It does.
It does not. But we've seen a lot of wrestling.
I disagree.
You said, my favorite moment in wrestling. What's your favorite moment in seeing wrestling?
In person?
Yeah.
Shit, that's tough too.
Because I know mine right off the top of my head.
What's yours?
Muda showing up in the Rumble.
Mine's probably...
That was fucking incredible.
Mine's probably...
That's the only time I've seen an entire arena lose their collective fucking minds.
Mine's from the same show, but it's much more markier than yours. It was seeing Okada win the belt, because that's the only time that title has ever changed hands in America.
Yeah.
Like, that's a very, like, marquee answer.
It is, but that's cool,
but
too.
But I think it's history.
But
like,
if you're not casually watching New Japan, if you're from Pittston, you know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
So anybody listening understands that.
That's fair.
But, we got to get back to this, but NXT 2, this is where all this started.
I mean, these conversations, yeah, these we're conversations, having a good conversation. Who gives a fuck if we stay on topic?
We're having a great conversation.
I don't think the people care what we think about NXT on Tuesdays. No. We're having a good conversation here.
But the women's show thing, I think it's better as a part of the whole show. And that's not me saying the women's wrestlers are worse or that it's not that interesting to people, but I just think that small circle in the bigger pond is... better. I think it benefits the whole.
How about this? That NXT Evolve show that was reportedly taped. Would you rather that be an all-women's show rather than that NXT? Because I think that's... Like, yeah, there are women on the main roster who don't get the burn they should. Like, Naomi probably should get a lot more burn than she does.
I would be very okay for, like, women's specials, like quarterly women's specials, but me not too. A weekly television show.
Okay.
I mean, they throw weird shit up on the network all the time we watch. Like, we throw on a 1 hour or hour and a half women's special every quarter. Well, or once a month, I don't know.
Next week on Peacock, that top 50 women list starts, and I just know, knowing women's wrestling fans, that's going to start some shit, and oh boy.
Who would you put as number one? Is it just women of WWE?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a WWE-produced show.
Oh, you know who's number one, then.
I mean...
Charlotte?
If she didn't have all the allegations around her, I'll tell you who. It would be Moolah, but I don't think they're going to put her at number one with what's... I don't even know if she'll be on the list.
She'll be on the list. They named the fucking Battle Royal after her.
Well, they removed that name.
That's true.
And made the trophy into a giant uterus.
yeah, Moolah. Charlotte, Trish.
That Charlotte's probably going to be top.
Alundra Blaze.
Whoever the horsewomen fans are gonna lose it because someone has to be the lowest ranked horsewoman.
Yeah. Do we get does Joni show up on the list?
She has to.
She's maybe
she changed the game.
Maybe number one?
I don't think she'll be number one, but
top five?
She changed the game. I'd put her top five.
Yeah.
Just because of the history she had. Yeah. I mean, she was the Intercontinental Champion for Christ's sakes.
She was, and she beat Eddie, right?
She beat Jeff Jarrett.
Or she beat Jeff Jarrett and lost to Eddie.
Yeah, Jeff Jarrett held up the company for fucking $750,000 to do the job.
He was a real prick, wasn't he?
And then Vince said he'd never be back, and now he's currently a producer there, so.
Did you ever watch Triple H calling him?
I don't
For the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah.
He just fucking loses it.
Well, dude, who would have expected that?
Yeah, well, no one. That's even me and you said that's the one person that's not. coming back because he was a schmuck.
But now that list might be growing with all the AEW jumps.
Yeah. Speaking of AEW jumps, Molly Holly's in the Hall of Fame. Going in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think you meant speaking of AEW jumps. I think you meant speaking of Hall of Fame.
No, I meant speaking of AEW jumps. So I talked about this today, or I was thinking about this today in my truck, because all I got was God and reruns of Rush Limbaugh on my radio, which was just terrible. Think of how bad it sounds.
That sounds like an experience.
Worse. It was fucking worse.
Good for Nora. She deserves it.
Yes, she absolutely deserves it. I'm trying to think who would be in this class. Because I don't think it's going to be Big Show or Christian.
Well, we're 3 weeks away, so... Well, it's the 2020 class and the 2021 class, so maybe it's just Molly.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be hilarious if it was just Molly.
I mean, who's in that...
Seeing Hurricane break the news to her was cool, too.
Who's not in... That's Hurricane? Not associated with any other company that you'd put in?
Helms?
Sure. I mean, I wouldn't...
Brian?
I don't think you're going to put him in until he hangs it up.
They'll wait for fans or Taker.
Yeah. Glenn? As they should. Maybe.
Yeah. Not Dustin.
Not Dustin. Not Christian. Not Show. Not Jericho.
He doesn't deserve it anyway.
By the way, don't ever nominate this show for a podcast award. Don't you ever. I don't do it.
You know what's the funny thing about it? I think we have a better chance than he does getting a Grammy.
I could not. I howled with laughter reading that tweet.
He's such a fat fuck.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Just like... And the funniest part is there was a tribute Freddie Van Halen.
Yeah, there
That's
was.
That's the funniest
His
part.
His guitar was there.
And there was like a nice... It wasn't like a 5-minute video
Jericho
package,
was pouring himself a drink and probably making himself some pizza rolls, the fat bastard.
Did I send you that excerpt from his book?
Yes, did. Yes, you did. Outstanding.
Let's go have some Yeah Boys.
I hate that, man. I hate him. I hate Chris Jericho. Do you hate Chris Jericho? Because I'm getting there.
He's still top five all time to me.
I love him. I love him so much.
I hate Chris Irvine. I like Chris Jericho.
You like the current Chris Jericho wrestler?
Well, that's a different question. You didn't say that. You didn't say 2021.
Is he ruining it? Is he falling down the list for you because of everything he's doing?
It would take a lot.
Yeah, Chris Irvine's a prick, but...
It would take a lot to fall down the list.
Just same thing with...
He's not helping himself, but I don't think he's hurting himself.
That's fair. Same thing with Hogan. Hulk Hogan fucking rules. Terry Bollea's a piece of shit.
See, like, I was never... Obviously, Hogan's... The peak Hulkamania is before my time, so yeah. I never felt that... Fuck Hogan. I don't care.
Yeah. He just loves Church's Chicken, and... That's the funny... I looked at that photo for hours.
Why is he in there? It's one of those... One of these things is not like the others, and it's very clear. There's a lot of brothers in that picture, but there's only one brother.
Oh, man. Let's move on to Bobby Thought winning the championship.
Speaking of... God damn it.
Oh, God. Bobby, what'd you think of Bobby's win? Awesome.
I loved
it. That was one of the most amazing days, like, in recent wrestling memory for me.
What did you think about the way we got there? Because there's a lot of...
I don't care how we got there.
At the end, the payoff was worth it, but the payoff almost wasn't worth it.
Yeah, but they got it. They got there, and I think you should keep it at SummerSlam.
I just hate when people insult our intelligence. Like, nobody thought we were going to do a title change at 9 p.m.
I think it built it. I was okay with it. I was okay with it.
Just don't insult our intelligence. That's all I ask.
I mean, I get the fake and sick shit.
I get, it's no, classic. Yeah. And Miz played the chicken shit heel role perfect. Like, they did not try to convince you that Miz was going to win. Like, they told you, if Bobby gets his hands on this fucker, he's dead. And guess what happened? Bobby got his hands on this fucker, and he died.
Yeah.
So, like, I thought Miz played his role perfectly. I thought once they actually had the match was great. I liked the fact that they built it into a lumberjack match.
Yeah, it was very good, and I'm really happy for him. His new Titantron kicks fucking ass.
Yeah.
It's awesome. MVP, man. He deserves a Grammy or some shit. Like I said, that was the whole thing. Look where all those three guys were a year ago.
Well, two of them are right back down to the shits.
I don't think that's exactly true. I think it's actually...
MVP wasn't even with them. I think the act is MVP and Lashley now.
I think it kind of has to be, doesn't it?
But, like, you had something there, man.
Unless that's going to be the story.
I don't think Seti and Shelton, as much as I'd love it, I don't think they're getting main event pushes.
No, but unless that's going to be the story for a future turn, a future dissension in that group. They're always just the nines, by the way.
It's already descended. They're done. MVP wasn't with them. They just lost the Raw tag titles by themselves.
We'll see where it goes.
Unless we're doing a multi-man tag ladder match at Gimmick at Mania.
No, I think they're just not going to be on Mania. What are they going to do?
I don't know.
They already announced the Raw tag title match.
Oh,
it's New Day versus AJ and Omos.
Oh, well, Jesus.
Yeah, they're done.
I'm excited for that.
It's over.
AJ Styles will become a Grand Slam champion.
Yeah, and Omos will win a title in his first match, not counting ninja appearances.
He's all grown up, though.
Dude, let's talk about that, dude. That dude started out as the big ninja. Then he became Shane's Raw Underground bouncer. And then he got paired with AJ. And the dude's finally going to have a match on TV.
You know what? And I love those two together. I think it works. I don't think anybody hates it.
It's just funny knowing, like, Alan Jones and then seeing them paired together.
Jordan and his last name was like 42 letters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he's right out of Cameroon or something, isn't he?
Yeah, he's from where Embiid's from.
Oh, Cameroon?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joel Embiid's bigger. Better.
Joel Embiid is not bigger, though.
Not bigger. This guy's huge. Yeah. This guy's looking at the fucking top rope in the eye when he's...
He played D1 basketball. I guess he's like Taco Fall. He's just gigantic and actually good. But yeah, Taco Fall hangs around in the league somehow.
Yeah, I obviously TikTok him.
And this is coming from a Celtics fan. There's nothing... See, like, when I was in 10th grade and I was, like, super short and, like... It'd be a blowout in high school football, and they'd start chanting for me. I know how Taco feels. It's not a good...
I understand. It's one of the people chanting.
It's patronizing. Like, I don't... Like, I feel for Taco. Like, that's a...
Yeah, you do have, like, a weird, like, understanding of that.
I do. But, like, I was able to, like...
I'm the fat kid. I get it.
I was able to outgrow it, and, like, by the time I was a senior, actually, like... play, and I don't think Taco's ever going to get to that point, unfortunately.
No, he also can get hurt.
He can.
It's like, yeah. Fab Mello, but he's dead, I think. I think, isn't Fab Mello dead?
He is. He's another former Celtic.
I think he got murdered.
In Brazil, yeah, he did. What? Jesus.
I saw him at a Sixers Celtics game.
Pour one out for Fab Mello, my God.
I saw him at a Sixers Celtics game. Oh, no, Ben. Ben, get up, Ben. Oh, no. Sorry.
Whatever happened to Rakeem Christmas?
I don't know. Whatever happened to Hashim Thabeet?
I think he's still in the G League, dude.
Didn't that guy have, like, no... What,
I'm fairly sure he's still in the G League.
Didn't that guy have, like, no fucking cartilage in his knees? Or was that the guy from Pitt?
No, that was Dwan Blair.
Dwan Blair, yeah. That was they're the same person.
He played like, 5 years in the NBA. I think he won a title with the Spurs. He's a champion.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I think they came out of the same draft, I believe.
Yeah, they did. They did.
But, yeah.
Dwan Blair had no ACLs in his legs.
Or MCLs. Or yeah. PCLs. He had no fucking cartilage. Oh, my God. Dwight tried to turn back the clock. But,
Glad to know our spin-off Hoops podcast will be a success one day.
Soon enough. We need a third man.
I know a lot of third men.
Yeah, I'm in. I would love to talk basketball with them.
They had a failed podcast. That's not failed. They just gave up.
They know their shit, though.
Seems like everyone who tries a podcast gives up.
Except us. We're never going anywhere.
Even though we all know you want us to.
Yes.
All right, where were we? NXT's on Tuesday.
NXT's on Tuesday. It's good for Bobby. Titles.
Oh, what do you think about Cross and Balor main event? Oh, and did you see the end of NXT last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not live, but...
What did you think of the whole deal with Balor and not Balor. Cole and O'Reilly and then Cross and Balor.
Good shit.
Yeah?
Very good.
I like the
shit.
Way it was done.
Very, very good shit. Creative. It was one of those things that was not that different, but very different. Like, it wasn't that ridiculous, but it was very different.
What did you think of Kyle O'Reilly's fit?
He is the most uncool person of all time.
When I saw him turn up in the cutoff jean jacket, dude, I was like, this guy is...
He looks like Mini Otis.
Oh, God. If Mini Otis... I think he was wearing like a... He's wearing like an AC/DC t-shirt, too. Kyle O'Reilly was all...
They're going
all.
Full babyface O'Reilly, aren't they?
They should. I mean, I don't think Adam Cole's going to be the babyface after all this.
No, probably never again. Because that hurt me in the heart.
Although, if you... Yeah, and they're selling, like, end-of-an-era t-shirts. Like, fuck you, WWE Shop. It's still fresh.
Yeah.
The wound's still fresh.
That was all well done, too.
It was.
That was very well done. I don't think we talked about that, did we?
We had to have. We reviewed TakeOver. We had to have talked about it.
Yeah, we've had to. And my time is
so
fucked up.
We didn't miss that many fucking shows. We missed one.
Time is all fucked up for me.
You need the Time Lord in your life.
I don't need the Time Lord. Pat Williams.
He's good. He's getting better, dude.
He is getting better.
We need to trade Tice while we can.
Yeah, I don't want him. But
you do, dude. I'd love Tice.
It's time for cock talk.
I hate you. I hate you for that. So yeah, WWE released more of the details into the Peacock transition. What we know so far is everything that's currently on the network will eventually be transferred over to Peacock, but not until, they said before SummerSlam. They're giving themselves a wide window.
I mean, that's better than saying it's a date and not being able to make it.
Like they did with WrestleMania tickets?
Like they did WrestleMania tickets and the original network and
dude,
Goldberg. And
they started promoting the WWE Network in 2011.
It ended up debuting in 2014, right?
Yes. 3 years later.
Because I didn't buy it immediately. I bought it in the summer.
I'm a day one subscriber.
I bought it.
I'm riding off into the sunset.
I believe like early March, right?
Yeah, the day after Elimination Chamber 2014, yeah. So like late February.
So late February, and I signed up in like the middle of
the summer. So WrestleMania 30, you like bought it on pay-per-view? Because you've had to watch that Mania. Taker losing the streak.
Yes, I did watch it. I bought it on pay-per-view.
So you spent $60 on that pay-per-view instead of getting the $10 network?
My favorite comedian of all time died that day.
You made the right call because watching that show on the network was a disaster.
Yeah, I figured that. That's why I did it. And then I signed up because they put a bunch of content out early, remember? And then they started just getting video libraries.
Yeah, so.
Oh, by the way, I don't think we talked about that. Thank you, WWE Network. Rest in peace.
I mean, it's still alive everywhere else except the continental
United States. The greatest streaming service in the history of streaming services.
That's a lie.
It's not.
It's a bald-faced awesome. Lie.
It isn't.
It is.
What are you, a Discovery Plus guy?
Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix is Netflix. Well, Netflix didn't win it, an award. WWE Network did.
Yeah, okay.
It did.
What award?
I don't know. A Razzie? I don't fucking know. But I know it won an award like for best streaming service. But
I think best sports streaming service, so which is.
Is this going to be a disaster or not?
Well, I think we're going to find out Sunday. I think that's the whole point of Fastlane.
Yeah, you know what? I never thought about it like that.
That's the entire point of Fastlane. Like, you're saying, why are they having Fastlane? Well, I don't think they want to jump right into the waters at WrestleMania on Peacock. Because they learned from that mistake with the network. They hopped right into Mania with the network, and it was a disaster. So I think they want to do Fastlane and Night 2 of TakeOver. That'll kind of be like the test. Night 2 of TakeOver will be the very first real test. Because you could still watch Fastlane on the traditional network in the States. But by the time TakeOver rolls around, it'll be all Peacock. So, and I assume a lot of people are not going to switch to Peacock until they have to. That's because it launches, as we're recording this Wednesday, it launches tomorrow.
So how do you switch?
If you have the network, they're just not
built. Well, I don't have the network, so.
I know. I'm saying, like, I'm speaking in general.
If you don't have the network, I can just go on Peacock and watch it.
Yes.
Okay.
Even if you have the network, you just go on Peacock
and watch it. Well, you know what I meant.
Like, they're not... And that's another surprising thing. They're not transferring accounts over, which, like, that kind of seems like an oversight on Peacock's fault, because I feel like they're going to lose a lot of potential subscribers. Because there's probably been a lot of people that, like, were on the fence about the network, but it just kept automatically getting billed, and now it's like they actually have to take the effort to go and sign up for Peacock.
Nobody likes doing things.
No. You know how many people probably had the network that forgot they had it and just kept getting billed for it? That's how I am with Amazon Prime. Like, I barely shop on Amazon, but I just keep getting charged for Prime every month.
Well, I used to be like that, but now I do. I shop on Amazon a lot, and my mother watches all Prime videos.
I don't use Amazon Music. I didn't watch Coming to America 2 on Prime Video. I barely shop on Amazon. The only thing I buy on Amazon are the wrestling figures I have to buy on Amazon because no one else sells them. That damn Fan Takeover line. Which, wonder what's happening with that Christian figure. I assume it's too far along to get canceled, but
they're going to turn it into a Jeff Jarrett.
I wouldn't be mad at that, actually.
I probably could, right?
I think it's too far along in production, because it comes out in, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, there's Devlin. But, I guess so, right? It's a good figure, too.
Yeah.
You going to buy it?
What?
The Christian figure?
I already have it ordered.
You already have it ordered.
Yeah, the X-Pac and the Gargano already ordered.
The Flair is gorgeous.
Yeah, I don't collect legends.
He was just on Raw.
Not 1970s Ric Flair wasn't.
That's fair.
I wasn't buying that Christian until he came back at the Rumble.
That's true. I remember you talking about that.
Yeah.
But, oh, it's time to go out with a bang.
Or a whimper.
And talk about a revolution.
Yeah.
Give me your quick thoughts.
I enjoyed the pay-per-view. A lot of people criticized the Young Bucks for wrestling the same style of match they did, even though it was a blood feud. But that's what the Young Bucks do. That being said, I still enjoyed the match for what it was. I thought the cinematic match was the second best cinematic match in any company.
Next to?
Boneyard. Firefly Funhouse barely scraping in at three. I'd go Boneyard, Sting Street Fight.
Yeah.
Firefly
Funhouse. That's how, that's what I would say too. Thought the Boneyard was perfect. I watched it the other day.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
I liked the main event until the Good Brothers ran out.
So did I.
I thought the bat with the bomb on the bat was kind of hokey.
It was very hokey.
But obviously,
obviously
we know what happened at the end.
And I'm not blaming them for that. I'm blaming Khan for being a douche and trying to explain it.
Thought the ladder match was great.
Ladder match was great.
I will say, this is a nitpick, but I wish Cody would have went all the way in the tunnel, because him in like the fucking top right corner of your screen was distracting.
Yeah, it was.
Ethan Page is a huge get. I don't think Christian was a letdown, but obviously a lot of people were let down because they were expecting Brock or Punk or Cena.
Outlandish things.
Yeah.
If Cena showed up there.
Hey, Cena's been on Dynamite before.
Yeah, he has. But I just think...
So what are your thoughts?
This was their worst major pay-per-view?
No. You're just wrong. All Out was much worse than this.
What was that All Out?
Exactly.
Oh, that show was bad.
Exactly.
That show was bad.
That Mimosa Mayhem that had...
Okay, you're right. That show was bad. Never mind.
I don't even... Oh, Mox and MJF?
I didn't care for this show. I thought MJF... Or I thought... I wasn't a fan of that match. I don't like the Young Bucks, though. You know that. I'm not a... That's not that I don't like them. I just can't get into their matches.
That's fair.
I think that's a completely fair...
The Young Bucks, I've just kind of like... This is my stance on the Young Bucks. They are what they are... But I'm going to do my damnedest to enjoy them.
Yeah, I do. Kinda, and sometimes it hits for me, and sometimes it doesn't.
I thought the Matt Jackson Phoenix match on Dynamite was awesome.
Yeah, I did
enjoyed
too.
That.
I enjoyed it a lot. But it's sometimes it hits, and sometimes there's no rhyme or reason to
it. Oh, what did you think of the Casino Tag Team Battle Royale?
Oh, for the love of God, they gotta get rid of that match.
I thought the finish, the last two were. I thought Jungle Boy and Phoenix, like, you could clearly tell those are two guys that are the future of that company.
Is it weird to say I think the future of that company is in better hands than the present?
I don't think that's weird to say, because they have, like, that's the age-old argument against WWE, is, like, they're not preparing for the future, while AEW seemingly is.
I mean, look what they got in 5 years.
Yeah, MJF, Guevara, Jungle MJF, Boy, Guevara.
And Phoenix is young,
Phoenix,
I believe.
Yeah, Phoenix is still in his late
20s. Page.
Hangman.
Because I think Page is significantly younger than the rest of the Elite.
Yeah, I think he's
only, like, 28 or 29.
Yeah, he's still in his, he either just turned 30 or he's right under 30.
Oh, man, it's 30. Oh, no.
That's still much younger than the rest of the Elite.
Yeah, I know. He is 29.
So, yeah, he's just...
He'll be 30 in July.
Yeah,
and I think Kenny's 37 and the Bucks are 35 and 33.
Kenny's 35, and I think you got Kenny and one of the Bucks mixed up. I think Kenny's 35.
Yeah. I think Kenny's 37.
Maybe he is 37.
Matt Jackson and Nick Jackson. I forget their name is Massey.
We're doing the fucking age thing again. I hate this.
They're 36 and 31.
36, okay.
I didn't think there were 5 years between them.
Yeah.
I thought there was 2 years.
No, there's a 5 year gap.
Oh, God. It's Matt's birthday until like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I saw that.
But yeah, they look like twins. And Nick's the better one anyway.
We're not doing the age thing right now.
No, I'm just interested. I think Omega's 37. 37.
The fact you know all this is strange.
Well, we went through this all day once already.
No, you went through this. I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, but their future is in good hands. I enjoyed the Paige and Hardy match. A lot of people didn't. You didn't.
I did, because I watched. You didn't watch this pay-per-view live.
No. I can understand 2 hours into a pay-per-view seeing Matt Hardy is not the best thing.
2.5 hours into a pay-per-view, then Matt Hardy walks out.
That wouldn't be good in 2003. Like, it's just...
I like the finish with, like, Hangman getting knocked off the apron with the Dark Order plopping him back up into the buckshot.
I thought that was very good.
Yeah, it was good.
I think I texted you I'd love the finish of that match.
You can tell they're just bullshitting with Hangman until it's time for him and Kenny, which I get.
That's fine
with
me. You don't want him getting hurt. You don't want him getting something so, like just said, their booking's not the best. So you don't want him getting so fucking destroyed that...
I can't stress enough how much I love that street fight, though. And I had my doubts going into it. I loved it. Cage carrying Darby up the steps was money. The fucking bump Darby took through the pane of glass, and the pane of glass fell back on top of him.
Yeah, that was it was creative as shit.
Sting and Darby's entrance. Come on now.
He had an army.
He had an army of hooligans.
There was. They reminded me of the kids from the movie Hook.
Yeah. Oh, Hook made a run in.
Stupid Hook.
Hook was doing some judo throws. I love that match.
Darby flew out of a...
Yeah, Darby flew like off of a third story window.
That looked wild. And then a slop chop end of the match.
Slop chop always ends the match.
Most protected finisher in the game.
Yeah, it really is.
And then the finish of the main event. Yeah. Oh, God. Can I say something first? Very controversial.
Sure.
I fucking hate the Good Brothers.
We're on the same page here.
I hate them.
I think I honestly think my hatred for the Good Brothers is spread to you, and now you hate them because I didn't.
They are the lamest fucking people in all of wrestling. Orange Cassidy.
Imagine the ground that
covers. Is Shawn fucking Michaels compared to them right now?
And I'm not even like they're good workers. Like in the ring, they're fine. But
they're oh my God! They're just, I hate seeing them. I don't want to see them anymore. They're on every show. They're everywhere. And it's just, oh, God.
Can't even turn on Impact without seeing the Good Brothers.
No, but and also why you turn on Impact.
Stop it.
But,
Oh, we gotta talk about that, too. We'll save that after Revolution. I just want to touch on it.
I'm done. And I'm not...
Well, you didn't even talk about the fucking end yet.
I'm not gonna fault them. Sometimes it doesn't go off. Yeah. Eddie Kingston sailing was hilarious, but... And people got so fucking butthurt of people having fun. This was Jericho losing the title too.
All right, I'm gonna probably piss some people off here, but
it has to go off, right?
If this was WWE,
oh my God,
they would have made sure that wasn't a dud.
Yeah, yeah, no, that if you're gonna say the biggest explosion ever, and they that happens,
and they would have had a backup plan in case it was a dud.
Yeah, they would have had fucking pyro coming down the ceiling.
Yeah. And that's not me saying WWE is better than AEW, because I know that's what people...
Like, I think that's exactly what you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying at all. But the one thing WWE does is they don't do rinky-dink production.
No.
It might be cheesy, bad horror movie production, but it's good, bad horror movie production.
Yeah, the quality.
Like, say what you want about the content of the Fiend and Alexa and Randy Orton shit. Like, say what you want about if it's hokey or not.
It is.
It's my least favorite thing in all. I can't wait till there's fans back so Alexa can't transform anymore. I can't fucking wait. But the production value, the actual technical production value of it is top notch.
Yeah, it's very good. They're the best of the best. Yeah, that has to go off.
Although, WWE's not without their faults. You remember when they missed Edge's first fucking spear back?
Well, that's dumb fuck camera work. That's not.
That's Kevin Dunn has to do 90 camera cuts in 18 seconds.
Yeah. Because he's a smuck.
And a cuck.
And a cuck. And a beaver.
And a beaver. Leave it to Kevin Dunn.
All right. What are you going to say about Impact?
Oh, what do you think about the... So, it was announced at their next pay-per-view. It'll be winner takes all, title for title, Impact World Champion Rich Swann versus AEW World Champion Kenny Omega, winner gets both belts. And there's a little bit of a controversy here brewing, if you believe the dirt sheets. So the rumor is Impact doesn't want a Brock Lesnar world champion. They want a world champion that will appear on TV every week. And obviously, I don't think AEW is going to want their title on Rich Swann, no disrespect to Mr. Swann. So how do you think this is going to go down? Is Impact... I mean, Impact's got a cave, right? Like, they have no leverage.
No, they have no leverage. What did I say? One of these relationships is going to go bad.
But also, AEW really loves using the Good Brothers, so maybe they do have a little bit of leverage. So I guess my question is, will there be some sort of bullshit non-finish that'll piss everyone off, or will we see Kenny as Impact World Champion?
No. They'll have some bullshit non-finish that should piss everyone off that doesn't.
So you don't think Kenny will be Impact World Champion?
No, I don't know.
I think he will be. I think they're going full belt collector with Kenny. They are going to try to talk Gato into getting him that IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. You know it. I don't know if it's going to work, but they're going to try.
Yeah, they're going to try.
He's already the AAA champion. I
forgot about that.
He's already the AW champion.
Oh, they're going belt collector, aren't
he's
they?
He's going to be the Impact champion. And
well, he can't lose, and they can't do a fuck finish, so there you go.
And, dude, Kenny three belts against Kota Ibushi for the IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. That'd be a hell of a match.
It would be.
Let New Japan have it at, like, Dominion, but put the belt on Kenny. That'd be intriguing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have. Yes, it certainly will.
Let Kenny have it till Wrestle Kingdom, have the winner of the G1 take it from him at next year's Wrestle Kingdom. Then it slowly starts to unravel. He loses the IWGP title. He loses the Impact title. He loses the AAA title. And then finally, Hangman kicks out of that fucking one-winged angel.
Do they have,
and takes that AEW title.
What if Hangman takes the AEW and the IWGP at Wrestle Kingdom?
I think they want Kenny to lose their belt on their show. Which they should.
Fair enough. But we don't know the extent of that relationship.
We don't. I don't even know. Like, I don't even know if my whole Bushi theory is possible. It might not be.
That would be good. That would be awesome.
That'd be some good shit.
But do you think? Do you trust him to book that far ahead? Do you trust them to go 2 years in a storyline?
I think just because Kenny's probably heavily involved with this himself, I think yes.
I'm assuming they all are.
Yeah.
But
yeah, neither of us are the biggest Omega fans, but I've sold myself on Belt Collector Kenny.
That could be good. Like I said, Omega, third best wrestler in the world for me. Fifth best wrestler in the world for me. Sorry.
I think he's the MVP in all of wrestling right now.
Probably.
It's either him or Roman, right?
I'd probably say Roman.
It's got to be him or Roman. Roman
cooled off. Roman started hot and he cooled off a little.
I mean, he never wrestles, which I get why he never wrestles, but like Kenny's putting on bangers week after week.
From the story, I have no problem with Kenny. I like making fun of him.
You do like making fun of him.
But I understand his greatness. You know I do.
Yeah.
But I think that...
You've never seen him wrestle in person, have you?
Never. Oof. I was supposed to, but I never... And then they pulled out and started AEW, and they all got pulled from the Garden Show.
I saw him wrestle twice.
But I just think that as long as Bryan Danielson, Alan Jones, Colby Lopez...
So now you're being fucking Paul Walterhausen here.
Yeah.
I don't think that's his name. That's what I always call him.
I think it's Paul Walterhauser.
I just like to think of him. I like to combine Walter and Danhausen and make him Paul Walterhausen.
But I think it's Paul Walterhauser.
Yeah, you're not too far it is. Away. I know I'm close. I just... He was at Revolution.
Yeah, as long as Kazuchika Okada, Bryan Danielson, AJ Styles,
You got Seth above Kenny?
Yes.
That's kind of wild.
100%. I always did.
He hasn't done anything in like the past year, though.
No, he hasn't. I mean, current standing Omega has him, but I think as in when it comes down to in between the ropes, I think Seth's a better wrestler. I think Seth is a tremendous wrestler.
And when it comes to comparing bank accounts, so, you know.
Yeah. We've gone through this already.
Fucking. Seth was like the biggest heel on Twitter there for a while. Yeah. When he was supposed to be the babyface champion.
Yeah, and now he's the heel champion. He's the biggest babyface on Twitter.
Funny how it works.
But that was the news, and we'll talk to you about Fastlane in just a second and our feast.
Fastlane Furious 5.
Oh.
Stay tuned. So, before we talk about Fastlane, there's something else you want to talk about, but we forgot. I wish, if only we had a producer, though, so it's a, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I never wrote it down.
All right, so Andrade, formerly Andrade Cien Almas, formerly La Sombra, requested his release from the WWE this past week. It has been denied, to the surprise of nobody. But what do you make of this? Do you think they should cut him? If they did, where would you like to see him go?
Either do something with him or cut him. I understand why they're not cutting him, because he can walk right across the fucking town to Jacksonville and get a big spot, and I'm not usually a fan of people signing things, but he is a fucking get.
What about our Ring of Honor with his old buddy Roosh?
That's okay. I would love that. You know what? I would love that. I'm a big fan of him.
Roosh, Dragon Lee, and La Sombra, that'd be a hell of a faction.
Yeah, I just...
La Facción de Ingobernable.
I just think that...
What about LAJ in Japan?
Yeah, like, there's a lot of options.
A lot of possibilities.
He is a get, and I'm sure they'll all throw money at him.
Much like Jack Harlow, he's got options.
Yes.
He could pass that bitch like Stockton.
Yes. Stockton. I hate that team.
Dude, LeBron buried the Jazz that All-Star draft.
I don't like the Jazz. I think Donovan Mitchell's a pussy.
He said no one plays... He says... Well, the Jazz beat the Celtics last night, so I'm very upset. Yeah.
I think Donovan Mitchell is a pussy. And Gobert's a lug.
He says no one picks Utah when you play video games.
He's right. Who is it? Donovan Mitchell, John Stockton, and Mitt Romney out there fucking...
Danny Ainge is from Utah. He played at BYU.
Of course he did.
Played for the Yankees, too. Two-sport athlete.
And fucking Jimmer.
Yeah, and Jimmer.
And Brandon Davies.
And that fucking quarterback is in the draft this year.
Trey Lance? No, that's South Dakota. That's Carson Wentz. That's Carson Wentz, too. Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson, yeah.
Go
Cougs.
But either way, yeah, fuck the Jazz. I hate them. They're not good. They're not going to do shit
in the playoffs. They are good. They're the best record in the league.
They're not going to do shit in the playoffs.
Well, no. No one is besides the Lakers and the Nets. And if you believe otherwise, you're a fool. If the Sixers pick up a big piece, maybe. But right now, no.
Okay, fair enough.
Right now, hell no. Nobody.
No one's stopping
Joel. I'm going to have to root for the Nets in the finals. You know how much that's going to suck?
You want root over the Sixers? Over Kyrie?
That's tough.
Sixers Nets Eastern Conference Finals.
See, if it's Sixers Lakers Finals, I have to root for the Sixers because the Lakers would break our tie for most titles. I think I'd root for the Nets over the Sixers.
All right, well, let's get to this. I realize my Ruben is also not in the fridge. So
hey, he'll be fine. Trust me, I've been there.
All right. So Fastlane. No. Andrade. He will be great wherever he goes.
Do you think, whatever the outcome is, does this cause a rift between WWE and Charlotte Flair?
No. Not a chance. Maybe. I don't know. Probably not.
Imagine Charlotte Flair going to AEW with him.
That's spicy.
Spicy.
That's fucking spicy.
But yeah, I agree. Like, he's way too talented to be sitting on the sideline. Along with Aleister Black.
Yeah.
Along with Angel Garza. Anyone that's connected to Zelina in any way. People like to think they're getting punished because of the Twitch shit. I don't think that's the case.
Obviously, that was happening to Aleister before that.
Yeah. The timeline doesn't add up there.
No.
They were all doing nothing before that. Like, why did they break up Zelina and Andrade in the first place? It's just...
Don't understand it. Never wealth their money together.
Dave said it best. Andrade was a Heyman project. As soon as Heyman got fired from Raw, he was dead in the water. And that sucks because he shouldn't have been.
Nope, not at all.
But
yeah, he wrestled Rey Mysterio for 100 straight weeks, and they were all good.
We saw him win the U.S. title at a house show in the Garden.
We did.
Yeah.
The one time I wasn't asleep for it.
You did sleep that show, though.
I did. Lana put me to sleep. As the thing is, though, I wouldn't want to sleep with Lana.
Why not?
Because then wouldn't be much sleeping going on. But,
He's gonna come with the wrath of God on you. I could not resist.
Love that.
In the words of Pusha T, if you know, you know.
All right, let's talk about Fastlane.
Fastlane 5 in The Furious, starring Dwayne Johnson on Peacock.
And Roman Reigns.
Takes place this Sunday, March 21st, 2021. We have 5 matches announced as of this recording.
Probably get a 6th.
So I don't even know where to start. Let's start with Big E defending the Intercontinental Championship against the new Apollo Crews. Accent and all. What do you think of the new Apollo?
I enjoy it, I think.
At least we know some of his motivations.
Yeah.
Like, he's not just...
But he seems confident on the mic.
Smiling token guy.
He's confident on the mic. And I like it a lot. Weird cultural appropriation things aside. It's... I think he's confident on the mic, and he's endorsed by the president of Nigeria. All those things are true, amazingly.
It's one of those things where, like, he really did grow up in Nigeria. He was on Corey Graves' podcast after the bell, and he was talking about he was born in California, then his family took a job in Nigeria, and then he went to, like, middle school in Nigeria, and then he came back to America for high school. So, like, it's not just this guy has some slight Nigerian roots, so we're just going to go, like, he's experienced
the
culture.
He lived there.
Yeah, he's experienced the culture. So, like, I don't know how is the accent. Could it be a bit much? Yeah. But I also feel like as someone that's
I don't think
not
it's embarrassing.
As someone that's not of Nigerian culture, I don't think it's, like, my place to be like, hey, no. You shouldn't do that.
Whatever it is, he's confident, and I like it. So
yeah, it's if it's working.
It's something for him.
Yeah.
And Biggie's winning.
I think they do a fuck finish to go to Mania.
Probably. I'm okay with that.
Because I don't know if the new Apollo
Biggie's Crews... Biggie's retaining.
I don't know if the new Apollo Crews should be taking L's this quick.
Biggie's retaining.
That's fair.
Okay.
Let's now go to an intergender match, which
Jesus
I have
Christ.
A theory won't actually happen. I think maybe a fiend will come back or something.
So somebody being really fiendish?
Yeah. Alexa Bliss versus Randy Orton is what's being advertised.
Well, whoever's wrestling Randy Orton's going to win.
Really?
Yes.
I don't even think it's going to be a match. I just think it's going to be a segment.
Probably.
Like, I don't Probably. Know what they're doing.
Me neither. I can't wait for all this to be over.
Let us now go to one you're really excited for. Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre is going to win, but can I express air some grievances here for a second?
Sure.
Why do this match 2 weeks in a row on Raw? One, being one of the best television matches I saw in a very long time. Two, the second one, having them fucking run with stairs at each other. And now we're doing it on pay-per-view.
Because Raw's a 3-hour show, and this is a pay-per-view that...
Can you agree that their first match fucking ruled?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
You know me. I'm a Sheamus detractor.
Yeah.
And I even texted you like, this match kicks ass.
It did. They kicked the shit out of me.
It was great.
This will be good. Drew's going to win, but it's pointless now that they did it twice.
See, I wouldn't even mind if they did the first one, because the second one was a no contest.
Yeah.
So I understand why they're having a third one, because there was nothing decided in the second one. But why announce that Drew has the match at Mania? Why not make this a number one contendership match?
Yeah, I agree. Because
this all kind of seems silly.
So easy.
Now.
It's so easy.
Yeah, like, it's not hard.
They're just fighting friends.
Yeah.
But the match will be good, so I'm not going to complain too much.
So, originally, Shane McMahon versus Braun Strowman was being advertised, but now it's not being advertised. So, potentially, Shane McMahon versus Braun Strowman. If this match happens, who do you have?
Shane.
I don't think this match is happening, so I'm not going to...
It's not on the Wikipedia.
The ever-reliable Wikipedia.
Shane.
As you... I don't think this... I don't...
It's going to Mania.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. But, women's tag match. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus with Reginald. How the fuck they get Reginald? And with Sasha.
Oh, you don't watch SmackDown. I forgot.
I do when I'm home. Versus Sasha and Bianca.
So basically, Reginald.
Actually, I know what happened. Okay. Here. I saw this.
Okay. Well,
But it shocked me for a minute. But.
Did you like the Nia Reginald shopping segment?
I did. I'm not going to lie. I did. She called him Reggie.
Nia and Shayna are retaining.
Are they gonna fall apart?
Yes.
Or Sasha?
They've already fallen apart.
Yeah.
It's dumb. I don't know why we're doing.
Neither
this. Neither of these women should have lost at all in the build up to Mania.
And they both lost.
Yeah, and one of them's gonna lose again.
Yeah. Unless they don't. I don't know. But okay, and the big one.
Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman defending against Daniel Bryan. There will be a special guest enforcer. We don't know who it's gonna be. Is it gonna be Edge or is it gonna be Daniel Bryan? Who's going to win on SmackDown? Who's going to win on SmackDown tonight? And because, yeah, I'm releasing this Friday. And who is going to win at Fastlane? And does this set up a three-way at Mania, or they stick with the one-on-one?
They're going to stick with the one-on-one. Edge will be the enforcer. And this match is going to rule, and Roman Reigns is going to retire. Or retain.
Does Edge fuck Bryan to set up a post-Mania feud?
I think so.
That's interesting. That's an interesting route to go.
Because that's something I have to say.
I have a feeling that Daniel Bryan is going to be in this main event of Mania.
Do you?
Because I think they want to put the title on Edge, but I don't think they want to pin Roman Reigns. Which, if they're going to put the title on Edge, they shouldn't pin Roman Reigns, but I don't think they should put the title on Edge either.
No, I agree 100%.
But I feel like Edge is going to fuck Bryan. This is going to lead to Bryan getting in the match somehow. Maybe they'll do a thing where, like, it'll kind of be like Mania 30, where Bryan... Maybe they'll do Edge versus Bryan night one, and if Bryan wins, he gets added to the main event, and then night two is a three-way, and then Edge wins the three-way, pitting. Although that's probably what they will do, because that's 50-50 booking at its core. Bryan would have beaten Edge night one, and Edge would be Bryan night two, and Roman's just being there with the Tribal Chief and all that.
Yeah, I think this match could rule. I hope they let them have a match.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, Roman's fantastic, and Bryan's the greatest wrestler of all time. But do you think they'll let them have a match?
I think they will.
Let the American Dragon come out?
I think they will. I mean, this pay-per-view doesn't seem to have a lot of substance to it.
Yeah.
They need something to save it from being, like, an absolute stinker. And I think... You know what they say? Vince always says all they remember is the finish. If Bryan and Edge have... Bryan and Roman have this kick-ass match and the rest of the pay-per-view is mid, I think they'd get away with it.
Me too. Just like Payback.
There was some good stuff on Payback.
There was some great stuff on Payback. You watched it back. Did it live up?
It was, yeah. I think we hyped it up maybe a little too much. It was a solid show.
I just remember just being very surprised and enjoying it and watching it.
I'd say it's more like the anti-Backlash 2018, where instead of the opener being awesome, the main event will be awesome.
Yeah, fair enough. But, well, that's our show.
Yeah.
Looking forward to Fastlane. There will be a feast. And we will thank you for listening and talk to you next week.
Yeah, take care.
Peace.
Spike your hair. Are you the broski of the week?
No.
Okay. That. See ya.
Peace.
Bye.